Ever watch someone command a room effortlessly while your brilliant ideas go unheard? The difference isn't just charisma, it's neuroscience. Pitch Anything reveals the biological battle happening in every persuasive interaction. When we pitch ideas, we craft sophisticated messages using our advanced neocortex. But these messages must first pass through the audience's crocodile brain, primitive neurostructures that evolved for basic survival. This ancient gatekeeper isn't interested in good deals or innovation. It filters out anything too complex, boring, or threatening. Unless your message is novel, concrete, and simple enough to process instantly, it gets marked as spam or triggers defensive responses. This explains why even brilliant proposals fall flat. They're either filtered out or flagged as threatening by this primitive system. The strong method bridges this gap. Setting the frame, telling the story, revealing intrigue, offering the prize, nailing the hook point, and getting a decision. Frames are invisible structures that package power, authority, and status in every interaction. Like gravitational fields, they subtly shape perceptions. When frames collide, the stronger frame absorbs weaker ones, giving its owner frame control. Consider being pulled over for speeding. Your nice guy frame immediately yields to the officer's authority frame. If you must explain your authority, you've already lost. Traditional sales methods operate from a subordinated position, using brute force approaches like overcoming objections. Frame-based business instead uses social dynamics to establish advantage before the pitch. When facing power frames, arrogance, rudeness, avoid reinforcing the other's alpha status. Look for strategic opportunities to challenge their frame without confrontation. These frame grabs create hot cognition, full emotional engagement that increases success. Frame-based dynamics requires humor, poise, and grace. Used incorrectly, it risks damaging relationships and reputation. Start by recognizing beta traps, requests for unnecessary validation, premature commitments, social pressure, and artificial time constraints. Practice frame collisions with safe targets using a lighthearted approach, as humor is essential to avoid appearing arrogant. Most people misunderstand status, thinking it comes from politeness or friendliness, behaviors that actually diminish social position. Without celebrity status or major achievements, you enter business settings with low status. Every interaction establishes alpha and beta positions within seconds through subtle cues like posture, tone, and eye contact. Your social status becomes your platform for pitching. Low status weakens persuasion, while high status enhances it. Traditional business environments often function as beta traps that maintain subordinate positions. Walmart's headquarters exemplifies this through rigid protocols, endless waiting, and small meeting cells where buyers focus on price until resistance breaks. To elevate your status, develop local star power through deep expertise or by neutralizing other status advantages. Remember that situational status can override global status, allowing you to create temporary high status positions. Rejection is inevitable in business, but neediness is fatal to your pitch. It destroys frame control, erodes status, and freezes decision-making. Investment bankers cite validation-seeking as the primary deal killer. During the crucial 2 minutes after pitching, the beta trap, even minor missteps can undo your work. Displaying weakness often proves fatal to deals. If DNA's structure can be explained in 5 minutes, why do business pitches need 45? The brain's attention span drops after 20 minutes. Start by setting expectations with a time constraint. I've got about 20 minutes to share the big idea, leaving us time to discuss before I leave. This shows professionalism and creates urgency. Structure your pitch in 4 phases: introduction and big idea, 5 minutes, budget and secret sauce, 10 minutes, deal presentation, 2 minutes, and frame stacking, 3 minutes. When introducing yourself, highlight only your biggest successes. People form impressions based on averages, not sums. create a why now frame showing how your idea capitalizes on current market opportunities. The crocodile brain responds to motion, so emphasize the market forces making your success inevitable. Most decisions stem from gut feelings, not logic. Our brains decide before we're consciously aware. Even pro-con lists often just justify what we already feel. Instead of inviting rational analysis, we create hot cognition by stacking frames to engage the emotional brain. The four-frame hot cognition stack creates wanting that makes targets pursue us. The intrigue frame triggers dopamine through narrative-driven desire. The prize frame positions you as the sought-after party. The time frame creates natural urgency. Deals are like trains with set departure times. And the moral authority frame establishes ethical standing. When stacked rapidly, these frames create emotional pull that overcomes logical resistance. When audiences become uncooperative, our anxiety and fear of rejection can trigger a vicious cycle. The more we seek approval, the needier we appear, and the less likely we are to receive it. The solution is a three-part formula: want nothing, excel at what you do, and be ready to walk away. This approach calms fears while demonstrating confidence that others naturally respect. The film The Tao of Steve illustrates this principle through its protagonist's three rules: eliminate desires, demonstrate excellence, and withdraw strategically. This counterintuitive approach of pulling back creates magnetic attraction that draws others in. Frame control should flow naturally from genuine enjoyment rather than forced performance. Create frame collisions with playful disagreement and positive reframing, always maintaining good humor. Like martial arts, seek mentorship from advanced practitioners while mastering a few key frames, such as power, time, or moral positioning that suit your style. The journey to becoming a master persuader is about understanding the hidden dynamics of human interactions. By recognizing how the primitive brain processes information, how frames interact, how status shifts, and how desire forms, you access powerful social tools hidden in plain sight. The beauty of this approach is that it works regardless of your position or natural charisma. A small player with frame control will consistently outperform a giant without it. In a world where attention is scarce, these techniques help you thrive. View every interaction as an opportunity to practice frame control. Notice frame collisions around you and observe who holds status in different contexts. Remember that persuasion isn't about overwhelming others with information. It's about creating conditions for self-persuasion. When you learn to speak the crocodile brain's language, you unlock nature's most sophisticated persuasion system. Don't just pitch, frame. As your career progresses, mastering frames will lighten your burdens, establish you as a trusted leader, and maintain your social value even when not actively applying these techniques.